Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
Greetings, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe. You're listening to GSMC's Music Podcast. Your Captain Keith, and today's music and review, we have The Perceptionist, which features Mr. Lith in Acrobatic, Alicia Joy, and Rocket Girl 20. So that's hip hop, jazz, soul, and some fine indie alternative electronica dance rock. So let's get into it. So the first record we're going to review today is Alicia Joy. And her name is spelled A-L-L-Y-S-H-A. So if it's Alicia, forgive me, I'm not quite sure. But we're going to go with Alicia for today. Just saying. So her new album is called Acadie Raw. And the cover art has a nice picture of her. It's a black and white picture, black and white photo of her sitting in the middle on a stoop. And she's her legs are folded. She's sitting on a stool. And she's looking at you, and to the left-hand side of her picture and the right-hand side and above, it's the song listing of her record, all the song tracks. But they're all listed like you're looking at a CNI chart, like you're being tested for your vision. It's pretty cool. And underneath that, it says in giant letters, Acadie Raw, A-C-A-D-I-E, colon, R-A-W, for Raw. So very, very interesting cover. I like it. It's different. So it says live October 20th at the Roundhouse in London on Gondwana 10 Festival. Singer, pianist, writer, poet, and creative being Alicia Joy is a key member of Melbourne Collective 3070. Their growing success over the last 2 years has led her to further challenge her expression in a project of her own. Pushing boundaries as a female keys player, poet, singer, and producer, whether performing solo on Fender Rhodes or accompanied by her band, Alicia's steady groove, husky vocal tone, and unique style of writing emanates her own personal truth and illuminates a powerful feminine energy, learning to be peaceful, giving, and considerate of others. Oh, I like that description. Alicia grew up listening to jazz, soul, hip-hop, and R&B. Her sound is dynamic and raw, real and complex. As a performer, I look to people that present their genuine self on stage, she says, reaching for something beyond the present moment, beyond themselves, being a vessel for something greater. I always try to take the audience on a journey, and as a songwriter, Alicia draws from her own experiences and the empathy she feels for the world and its inhabitants. I write as a way to process the emotion that consumes me in a day-to-day life. Otherwise, I'd explode, right? I get it. For Alicia, Acadie Raw signifies a moment in time. From beginning to completion of creating this music, it has been a chance to express a deeper, more personal side of self, to take full control of the vision and the music. This record has allowed me to dive deeply into my creative expression, and it's just the beginning. The album features members of 3070, the collective born from the creative music scene in Melbourne, Australia, I believe. I play both solo or with my 3070 family, Henry Hicks, Ziggy Zeitgeist, Josh Kelly, and Danica Smith. I feel super blessed to have met this crew. We've been playing together now for 4 years, and for me, this record is just another extension of the 3070 collective. Constantly unraveling and branching out. It is the heartfelt mix of love and power, of desire and wonder, anger and faith, and hope for change that underpins Acadie Raw and marks Alicia Joy out as a future star telling her tales and spreading her wings to bring the joys of life to us all. I like that description. That was really cool, actually. Yeah, I like that. It's a great way to describe her as an artist. So let me give you my take on what I heard. So the first track is called, on the record, is FNFL. It starts off with Fender Rhodes style keys along with Alicia Joy harmonizing in the background. You can also hear computer sound effects in the background that become atmospherics in sound. A thumping bass line unfolds, accompanied with a bass drum cymbal rhythm pattern, percussion-wise. The music pace has a quick-paced groove to it. The Fender Rhodes keys and bass navigate the song. The bass line plays a jazzy rhythm that drives the song. You can hear the computer sound, the atmospherics, in and out of the song in the faint background. The song slows down mid-tempo. The bass line slows down and changes rhythm while the drums focus on bass drum and rim snare combo. The main rhythm resumes for a few measures, and the slow down bridge resumes again for a moment. The keys slow down and the rhythm, and so does the bass. It's the opening groove slowed down dramatically. The computer atmospherics are more present at this point. FNFL ends in the bass line and atmospherics. This song is about Mother Earth being destroyed by the greed and arrogance of man, burning down the trees and the forests is killing Mother Earth. The song is about how man will not appreciate all that Mother Earth is until he has destroyed it. I mean, that's my take on the lyrics when I read them and listened to the song. Here are the lyrics. Waking colors, red of mine, days gone by in smoker's haze. Thoughts to ground with lost time, from a teeny tiny speck of ember, engulfed now they fall. Birch and cherry wood, lay your dread in their hands as she swings sweetly over wood. In the chorus, don't take her away, I know better than you. Better than you. Don't take her away, I know better than you. Better than you. Don't take her away, I know better than you. Better than you. You left me enslaved. Second verse, lights rise darker now in fearless rage, softly as she cries, my heart in rage, and their glowing greed burns through this earth. For those marked by love, they're the ones that burn. In the chorus, don't take her away. I know better than you. Better than you. Don't take her away. I know better than you. Better than you. Don't take her away. I know better than you. Better than you. You left me enslaved. And then here's the outro. For when light infers and smoke inhales us, then we will be grateful of our place in this twisted universe. I mean, that's just the first song. So the next track I want to talk about is called Eagle. It starts off with a snare drum intro, followed by Fender Rhodes keys, accompanied by bass and bass drum. There is like a jingling bell noise synced in with the bass drum. The pace of this song is slow, almost reggae calypso-like. The bass line has a smooth groove that sounds slightly muffled. On this track, Alicia Joy rhymes instead of singing. Although she does sing the chorus, there are slight laser-like sounding atmospherics that can be heard in the background towards the end of the song. The Fender Rhodes keys have a slight funky church-like organ sound throughout the song. The keys, drums, and bass navigate the song. The melody on the track is repetitive yet smooth and funky. It has a less is more feel that works. The lyrics are a little too abstract, but otherwise, the song delivers in feeling. From what I can gather, this track is about an eagle who has to leave her nest because of all the pollution that man has created. Her suffering won't be for long because she will no doubt be reborn/reincarnated into a new life. So, and here's the lyrics to the song, Eagle. They'll never know, owl's eyes penetrate through the heat of the skies, for she's preoccupied with greener fields in mind. From dusk to dawn and back again she breathes. This chronic man's existence, leading her to weakness. Feathered wings expand, for she must leave. Her world is jaded with pain, consumed all in her name. She must now depart this place, from a sky of future gray. As talons retract, soon gravity will shake us away. For man's hands clean from birth to light. In unconsciousness, they will fade. While my third eye is released to the sky, a dreamer from the rough, tethered wings, dawn to dusk, I am reborn, renewed, regained. Her and I awake, learning to give more than we take. But where'd you get the right to thinking you could take this from her? They'll never know. They'll never know. Swallow Me as the last track I want to talk about on this record. It starts off with a percussion that sounds like a cross between maracas and castanets. The Fender Rhodes follows the percussion along with the bass and saxophone. The drums are bass drum middle tom heavy. The saxophone has a breezy feel to its play. Additional keys that sound a little clavinetish come in and out of the song. The bass and Fender Rhodes anchor this song. Once again, lyrics that are too abstract. Great production otherwise. From what I can gather, this song is about wanting a love that will swallow you whole. You think you may want it, but it may be too much. Yeah. So, you know, it's like the old saying, be careful what you wish for. What you think you want and what happens when you get it sometimes, huh? That can blow up in your face. So, and here's the lyrics to Swallow Me. I've just been waiting for this love to swallow me, just a breath left between our hands to swallow me, reaching a state of level head to crumble inside of you, to swallow me, swallow me, swallow me, swallow me. I'll shatter in this growing fight, just a light left to dim for her, sake strip left to swallow me, for courteous and weak are my needs, only to drown in, to swallow me. Swallow me, swallow me, swallow me. So shatter in this growing fight. Your love will swallow me. So Alicia Joy's Acadie Raw is a jazz soul record with a touch of hip hop with themes on raw emotions, insecurity, selfishness, honesty, love, pain, environmentalism, and feminism. The organic jazz soul production is almost flawless. On some tracks, Alicia's soul-laced vocals with jazz-style production sometimes get lost in the background to her own great production. Like on the track Honesty, where she rhymes instead of sings, the vocals on that track need to be raised to the front just a tad bit more so that you can really hear what she has to say. Otherwise, the album is layered in feelings that will move you musically. Some call this record neo-soul and jazz. I say it's a great contemporary jazz album with a soulful vocalist that should be played on jazz and urban radio stations. Production-wise, the album really is that good. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give this record a 7 out of 10. My favorite tracks are FNFL, Honesty, Know Your Power, Desire, Doom, Eagle, and Swallow Me. So, really good record. And I also want to let you guys know that Alicia Joy is touring. So, on April 20th, she'll be at the Theatre Royale in Castlemaine, Australia. On May 15th, she'll be at Yes in Manchester, England. On May 16th, she'll be at the Hedgerow House in Leeds, United Kingdom. May 17th, which is a Friday, the XOYO in London, England. And then on Wednesday, June 5th, she'll be at Sneaky Pete's in Edinburgh in the United Kingdom. And Thursday, June 6th, the Hug and Pint in Glasgow, Scotland, I believe, United Kingdom. And Saturday, June 8th, Club 53 in Preston, United Kingdom. So very cool. Be great to get her at the States. That'd be real cool. So we'll see what happens. And she did do a video for Selfish, by the way, so you can check that out. You can see that her website or on YouTube. I got this record and turned on to it from Bandcamp. That's where I found this record. It's actually one of those records that is available on vinyl and CD. So, and digital, of course. So check it out. Once again, Alicia Joy, Acadie Raw. So yeah, their album does, it's filled with raw emotions, definitely. So it has a very cool organic jazz feel to it. Like, there's not, you just don't, hear of too many jazz vocalists anymore. It's just almost like it's a thing of the past. So, but yeah, you can definitely hear her influences in R&B, soul, and hip hop. I mean, they're in here too. So, like I said, it's easy to have this record played on urban radio and jazz radio. So, and but once again, so pick up that record. It's a great album. Alicia Joy, Acadia Raw, 7 out of 10. So, and we'll be back with more reviews after this break.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
And once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Captain Keith, and we just finished our review on Alicia Joy's Acadia Raw, and now we're going to talk about The Perceptionist. So The Perceptionist is an American hip-hop duo from Boston, Massachusetts. The group initially had three members, Mr. Lif, with this L-I-F, Acrobatic, that's with the K at the end, his name is spelled A-K-R-O-B-A-T-I-K, and DJ Fax 1, that's Fax as in F-A-K-T-S. And then O-N-E, who retired. He retired in the group in 2016. Yeah, DJ Fax 1 retired in 2016. The group was signed to the Definitive Jux label, Def Jux, in 2005. The trio released an album, Black Dialogue, which is a great record, actually, in 2017. They released their second album, Resolution, with Mr. Lif and Acrobatic as the only two members of the group performing on that album. So, now there were three, and now there's just two. So, yeah, DJ Fax 1 left, a producer, DJ. He was 2004 to 2016. So, and present is Acrobatic and Mr. Lif. There you go. So, this is called Low Resolution, the Patent Lock remixes. So, as you know, last year we did review their album, Resolution. Yeah, this is a remixed, retooled version of their album, and it's really interesting. So the cover art has, so the initial cover for Resolution had the two of them on the front and the black and white cover. So for this remix album, it's the two of them standing side by side, and it's a great color illustration of both of them. Very vivid. The artwork is excellent, actually. Standing with their hands in the air. Looks like Acrobatic has his hands pointing towards him, and Mr. Lif has his hands like pointing away from him, like he's about to cast a spell on you. So it's like Mr. Lif's about to cast a spell and Acrobatic's about to conjure a spell. It's pretty cool, actually, when you look at it. It can actually be a cool comic book cover when I look at it. The Perceptionists returned last year with their first new group album in years. The official release led to a tour and even an appearance on NPR's Tiny Desk Concert with a live band. But for 2018, they wanted to rough the edges up and revisit it. Enter Patton Locke, and he spells his name P-A-T-E-N and then L-O-C-K-E. Patton had produced a pair of tracks on the original record that were fan favorites, so he seemed like a natural choice to rework seven of the album's best tracks. On top of that, Patton, Mr. Lif, and Acrobatic created an entirely fresh new joint called Bait. The result is Low Resolution, an 8-track long record that brings Resolution into a completely different light. So, yeah, so this whole remix album is produced by Patton Locke, and vocals are by Perceptionist, Mr. Lif, and Acrobatic. So, and we'll talk about the first track I want to talk about is called A Different Light, the Patton Locke mix. Starts off with an acoustic piano with muffled boom bap style MPC drums. You can hear a sample of an MC in the background saying, "What the hell you think I live for?" The sample sounds like it's coming off of a record being played, as you can hear the needle on the record itself. The acoustic piano and muffled boom-bap style NPC drums navigate this song. The rhythm is slow, mellow, yet intense with subtlety. The acoustic piano notes are somber yet soft in melody with a slow and compelling feel. Mr. Lift and Acrobatic bear their soul in regards to how they feel about the betrayals they receive from people they used to care about. Towards the end of the song, the melody changes completely. The keys go to a higher octave and the melody is faster. You can hear reverb around the keys arrangement. The drums are much slower in pace. Atmospherics pop in with the new key arrangement being played backwards, or at least sounding like it is. This song is about how when both Mr. Lift and Acrobatic each came close to death, people just judged them and tried to take advantage of their situations. So-called friends became vultures, circling in for the kill. So here's the lyrics from this track, from the song. Once again, it's called A Different Light. And Mr. Lift, this is me right now, no poetry shroud, maybe on the brink of death, except the beat was pumping loud, and it told me, it'd hold me through darkness of times, through the darkest of times. If I want to live, all I had to do was start to rhyme. I thought about it, no words came, but those birds came, vultures circled overhead, thinking I was surely dead. I asked the rhythm where to take it from here. The beat was gone, and all it left behind was a sneer, symbolic. I never was an alcoholic, never screwed with hard drugs, nearly overdosed on love. That's my fault. We've all got our vices to claim. I took a real hard fall. It seems I'll never be the same. How can I separate the lessons from pain? How can I shake this eerie vibe of feeling drained? If the past holds fire, and the future's unclear, somebody tell me, where am I going from here? Want to crucify me for toughest error in my life? That's all right. This is the chorus. Thought the world of you, but now I see you in a different light. That's all right. Want to crucify me for the toughest error in my life? That's all right. Thought the world of you, but now I see you in a different light. That's all right. Now Acrobatic comes in on verse 2. I don't need to call your name out. I ain't trying to embarrass you. This is not about revenge. It's more about your character, or lack thereof. Step back there, bro. How can you call someone a friend and then attack their love? On my potential deathbed, hooked up to machines and things, you would text my girl and message her sweetest things. Same time, you would look me right in my face and advise trying the single life when I left that wretched place. You tried to get me at my lowest moment. Funny how those we call our friends often quickly become opponents. Vultures circled overhead thinking I was surely dead. But always bet on Ack, the burly dread. Now I'm all healed up. Stronger than ever before. Would have blitzed back when, but I ain't contemplating war no more. I'm above all the melodrama. When they go low, we go high. Michelle Obama. I like that. And then the chorus, want to crucify me for toughest error in my life? That's all right. Thought the world of you, but now I see you in a different light. That's all right. Want to crucify me for toughest error in my life? That's all right. Thought the world of you, but now I see you in a different light. That's all right. So, I mean, there it is. It's a great song. You never really hear rappers talk about, you know, how close they came to death and how the people around them who they thought they could count on just weren't really there. It's a different perspective. It's cool to hear it. So the next track I want to talk about is called Let Me Find Out, the Pat and Locke mix. These are all remixes from Pat and Locke. Starts off with a computer/futuristic sound wrapped around drums, tambourines, and futuristic computer sound effect keys. The drums have a snare/bass drum jingling tambourine-like sound. It's in sync with the drum programming rhythm. There are keys that are playing in a low octave that sound very cinematic and menacing for whatever reason. When I hear this keyboard arrangement, it reminds me of like the Jaws motion picture score. Like I said, very cinematic in sound, which is a good thing because you don't usually get that type of sound in hip-hop production. Pat and Locke is impressive with his production. The cinematic keys and drum programming anchor this song. You can hear a little rhythm guitar slide in and out in the background of the song, as well as atmospherics. This song is about the fear that Acrobatic and Mr. Lift have of new technology, turning both of them into cyborgs, you know, against their will. Big Brother taking away our humanity one microchip at a time. Uh-oh. Why are my human memories starting to leave my mind? They both know something is wrong. So now it's time to figure out if they can. Let me find out. So here are the lyrics to the song, Let Me Find Out. These thoughts escaping my mind now. Let me find out. Let me find out. Wanting me to go the blind route till I'm timed out. Let me find out. Let me find out. How these thoughts escaping my mind now. Let me find out. Let me find out. Wanting me to go the blind route till I'm timed out. Let me find out. Let me find out. These thoughts escaping my brain. My government name's been claimed. I'm a carbon copy. That was a sword on floppy. The walking autopsy, I with no heartbeat, zombie. When they caught me, tech drone, with a chip in my neck bone. Online waiting for the next phone, teleport to get home. I'm about to get cloned. The people back home all thought it was funny. Till they seen it for themselves on their iPhone 120s. See, we thought all we had to fear was greed and money. But technology got us all hooked. Dummies, am I a man or an android? A fly lord or a cyborg? It's starting to become clearer when I look in the mirror that this fear of living developing within me isn't my thought. In chorus, these thoughts escaping my mind now. Let me find out. Let me find out. Wanting me to go the blind route till I'm timed out. Let me find out. Let me find out. How these thoughts escaping my mind now. Let me find out. Let me find out. Wanting me to go the blind route till I'm timed out. Let me find out. Let me find out. Verse 2. Microchip implanted in my hip. Got me feeling like an alien that landed in a ship. Probed my frontal lobe, now I'm standing here equipped with abilities to flip, but I can't get a grip on a regular crap sensor. I'm about to dodge my competitor's wit, hit them with something that they'll never forget, deprogram, roll up a hell of a spliff, and smoke Master Kush at the edge of a cliff. It's inception, but I slept in. I'm a weapon, a bomb, H-bomb, maybe I'm napalm, NASA owned, plasma chrome, T2, T3, written on the tea leaves, turn on your TV, see me, 3D, without the glasses, ashes, blast this, saw you neighbors, hear this, fear this, wonder what that glare is, wonder what the year is. And the chorus, these thoughts escape my mind now, let me find out, let me find out. Wanted me to go the blind route till I'm timed out, let me find out, let me find out. How these thoughts escape my mind now, let me find out, let me find out. Wanted me to go the blind route till I'm timed out. Let me find out. Let me find out. And then the last song I want to talk about is actually the last song on this remix record. It's called Free at Last, another Patent Lock mix. The whole thing is Patent Lock, so I already said that. It starts off with more cinematic keys and an elastic sounding bass. There's also a vocal sample of a man talking about how we are not yet free. You hear a record needle playing in the background. The cinematic keys that are playing sound like the string section of an orchestral, of an orchestra playing the same high note all at once. Excuse me. The strings that I'm talking about definitely sound like they came from a synthesizer. When the drums kick in, they are bass and middle tom heavy. There are also laser sound effects that echo in and out of the song. This song has a really cool sci-fi effect to its production. One of my favorite songs on the record, actually. The keys and the elastic bass navigate the song. Yeah, the bass has an elastic feel to it. This song is about being black in America and dealing with racism and poverty. This song talks about certain ways of dealing with the adversity that you face and how you can get free from the adversity. One way is through the music you create, as seen from one MC's eyes, and the other is from having an open line of communication in your community, as seen from another MC's eyes. A line of communication that becomes so strong that it may even spark the revolution that is needed to get that freedom. So, and here's the song, the lyrics. Till we are free at last, at last, at last, free at last, at last, at last. First verse, Mr. Lift. I'm writing to you from a bomb shelter. I'm talking to you from my calm center. It's that feeling when you're freaking with the wrong venture, sensor. But you're in too deep to walk. Every day, you hear a bullet make your heart stop. Talk not of woes and foes that come to get you. The music is the only thing to help relieve the pressure. So we'll talk some more about the song. I'll get more into the lyrics after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. It's your Captain Key speaking. Perceptionist new remix album called Low Resolution on the last song on the track on the album called Free at Last. Let's get back to those lyrics. So the next line, so the line before was the music is the only thing to help relieve the pressure. So you lose yourself in it till life is infinite. Till you're immortalized, legacy fortified. Beyond making the cake, you tell them name you with the greats. They mention B.I.G. and Pac. They've got to say your name a lot. So go ahead and hit them with that all-time rhyme. Make people rewind to hear it more times. Is dude nice? Yeah, he's certified. He's live. Comp will not survive. Yes, you're going to thrive. Flip your style till you're getting Grammy nominated. Damn, it feels good when you can tell your mom you made it. And then the chorus, till we are free at last, at last, at last, free at last, at last, at last. Second verse is acrobatic. In my neighborhood, poverty is still the majority. The streets are patrolled by unfamiliar authority. This prison industrial complex sets the pathway for us to go from being students to convicts. So we hang in clusters, many become hustlers. We trust nobody and nobody can trust us. Typecast as criminals, that's menacing. So we still get followed around the story even when we're innocent. Devastated by the usual underplanning, the segregated lack mutual understanding. Afraid of what they don't know, blind to the prospects that they don't have to be confined to the projects. Open up your mind to the logic. Let's expand. The reward is how far your squad gets. Hard living when you feel like a target. So the revolution starts to spark the whole market. There you go. So the Perceptionist Low Resolution remix record plays like a whole new record given to their brilliant remix production of Patent Lock. It really does. With themes on classism, racism, vulnerability, and world politics, this record will relax you and stimulate you all at once, which is usually quite hard to do, actually. The lyricism and delivery of Mr. Lift and Acrobatic truly reign supreme. You know, KRS-One would probably be really proud, actually. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give this record a 9 out of 10. My favorite tracks are Hose Down, A Different Light, Let Me Find Out, Bait, Out of Control, Resolution, and Free at Last. So, yeah, I just want to definitely a great record to have. Looks like it's only available in the digital format. I would love to get this on CD or vinyl. But, yeah, it's really cool when you can remix an album and make it sound so different that it's like a whole new separate album. I've only seen that twice recently with this record and Omar's The Man, retwisted by his brother, Scratch Professor. So once again, definitely recommend this record. The Perceptionist Low Resolution Remix Record. Check it out. You'll love it. Yeah. So our last review is it's called Rocket Girl 20. And this is actually a compilation from an indie rock label called Rocket Girl Records out of Great Britain, out of the UK. And the packaging is amazing. It's a really cool purple multicolored book. And it's got the CEO, Vanita, on the front. And she's got like these starry eyes. It's really nice with the green hair and this really cool like spotted kind of spacey saucery kind of dress. I don't even know how to, or maybe these are like a little vinyl records on her dress on the cover. It's artwork. This is it's an illustration of her in the middle. She's like laying in the middle of the book, and all these really cool multicolored vinyl records are around the edges of the book, and it says Rocket Girl 20 in big white letters on the front. So there are extensive liner notes in this booklet. It's very, the packaging is amazing. I love it. Purple is one of my favorite colors, so they already got me with that. So I will confess that to you. Good people of the planet Earth and the known universe, I will confess, purple is one of my favorite colors, amethyst. It's also my birthstone. So when you open up on the inside, there is a green vinyl from Mogwai, Fight for Work. And then the next page is an orange. And so it's a vinyl 45. And then there's an orange 45. And it's got the different faces of the CEO of Vanita with different color hair. And it's really cool. And it's purple label on the inside. And it's orange 45. And that is of Bardo Pond and Azusa Plain. And then there's the definitive booklet talking about, the liner notes talking about the history of Rocket Girl and the CEO and how she founded this label. And then in the back, there's a CD of the rest of the artists that she chose. And so this is a compilation of the past 20 years of Rocket Girl Records. And it's artists from the past, present, and future on her label. And the back has a really cool like card, like this like big giant card. It has the listing of all the tracks from the other artists in the CD, and how you can also redeem it and download it digitally. And there's artwork that's really cool. It's like anime. It's got like a cat on a rocket, and this girl with the big smile with stars in her eyes. I think it's another. It's like a character of Vanita as well. I wish I had time to read the whole booklet to you, because I really would, because I love it when you can get. I love box sets. They're always great because they give you so much history, and it's the one time where people can go into detail about an artist and songs and how they wrote them and what was going on, the inspiration and the history and the time of it all. So 20 years of Rocket Girl Records. So let me go into the description, like I always do for each album that I review. Rocket Girl released this very special limited edition, strikingly illustrated 70-page hardback book uncovering the history of the label. The book includes a 16-track CD compilation, a collectible 7-inch and flexi disc, exclusive Anthony Osgain print, plus full 20-track download, writing by Richard Millward, artwork by Xiaofei Zhang. I pray I'm saying it right. That name is spelled X-I-A-O-F-E-I and then Zhang. So I'm pretty sure I got the Zhang part right, but I think the first name is Xiaofei. I'm not sure. So there are still precious few women at the helm of record labels, let alone Indian women, but Vanita stands out as a proud anomaly, A champion of the underdog, an underdog herself, a surrogate mother to unsung musicians, a relentless worker bee, a fan, a carer, a catalyst. This is from Richard Millward from the Rocket Girl 20 book. 2018 marked the 20th anniversary of Rocket Girl, one of the most eclectic and resilient small independent labels in the UK. United Kingdom, that is. Steered single-handedly by Vinita Joshi to celebrate this milestone. In March 2019 of this year, Rocket Girl released a very special collection of music and literature comprising a 16-track CD compilation of Vinita's artists, past and present, a collectible 7-inch and FlexiDisc exclusive. We already spoke about that with, by Anthony Osgon. Let's see. Based on an extensive interview with Vinita, with contributions from many of her bands, Fuchsia, God is an Astronaut, Cold Harbor Stores, Peitzer Newton. The book's text is written by Faber author and longtime Rocket Girl supporter, Richard Millward, beginning with Vinita's formative years in rugby in the 1970s and 80s. The story covers not only the eventful history of Rocket Girl, but also Vinita's teenage initiation into the music industry, managing the Telescopes, founding Shay with Nick Alport out of the ashes of Cherie before finally going alone and setting up her own label in 1998. It is both an inspiring and bittersweet tale. Vinita's staying power alone in such a challenging industry is worthy of its own tribute. She has built a record label on her own terms from scratch. She has overcome the loss of loved ones, survived a breakdown at the height of her label's popularity, and all in all her immense love of music. Her strength and positivity in the face of adversity blazes through throughout the book. Along the way, we learn of the hits and why Kurt Heasley's vocal cords seem to be malfunctioning during the Lily's Top of the Pops appearance. The near misses, including a never-before-seen letter from Richie Edwards of the Manic Street Preachers. Okay. The triumph of Anita's first self-released LP, a tribute to Spaceman 3. Her heartbreak, losing Jason D'Amelio of the Azusa Plain in 2006, plus sad revelations concerning television personalities Dayon Treacy's condition following his brain trauma in 2011. Regular Rocket Girl designer Zifi Zhang has been given access to Vinita's vast collection of personal photographs, letters, flyers, press clippings, and other keepsakes. Arranging these alongside the text to give the book the feel of Technicolor scrapbook, a vivid chronicle of indie music past, present, and future. As Millwards writes, the artists Vinita has worked with over the years are undisputed luminaries of alternative music and stand up to any major indie label's roster: Spaceman 3, The Telescopes, Barks, Psychosis, Disco Inferno, Lilies, Low, Bardo Pond, Mogwai, Cocktail Twins, Robin Guthrie, My Bloody Valentine's Kevin Shields, Patti Smith, Jonathan Richman, television personalities. See, I didn't even know about Patti Smith and Jonathan Richman. Wow, okay. Or Cocktail Twins. See, the more you know. To name just a handful. Likewise, the artist featured on the accompanying CD compilation revealed just how far-ranging Vinita's taste is and how loyal her bands have been to her over the years. The disc opens with a special rocket mix of Silver Apples, Susie, the band that adorned the A-side of Our Girl One, the label's first 7-inch From Here. There are cuts from Rocket Girl stalwarts like Fuchsia and Bell Gardens, as well as tracks contributed by friends and supporters of the label, such as Andrew Weatherall and Mogwai. Arguably the most noble track, certainly the most poignant, is the television personalities All Coming Back, one of just a few unreleased songs recorded before Treacy's accident and released here with Daniel's sister's blessing. Vinita began her career selling loop/telescopes, FlexiDisc on New Year's Eve 1988, and in homage to this bygone format, she has included a 7-inch flexi featuring Fight for Work, an outtake from Mogwai's most recent LP, Every Country's Son, as well as standard 7-inch bringing together rare tracks from two Philadelphia bands she has championed since their formation, Bardo Pond and the Azusa Plain. The three discs are housed in pockets found in the book's inside covers. I already mentioned that to you guys. And there are yet more gifts, an exclusive print by Anthony Osgang, the instantly recognizable artist behind MGMT's Congratulations and Fuchsia's Electric Sound of Summer covers, plus a free download code for all tracks featured across the various formats of the collection. Vanita's story is anything but ordinary, and this extraordinary collection is the most fitting tribute to the label's legacy so far. A treasure trove of rare tracks and unheard stories for Rocket Girl devotees. A comprehensive introduction to the label for the uninitiated, and both an inspirational chronicle and cautionary tale for anybody interested in the history of British independent music in the past 30 years. Yeah, I mean, I like that description. And we'll get into my review after this break.
Watching TV has changed over time. Streaming has become the new norm. That's why Golden State Media Concepts television podcast dives headfirst to the world of cord cutting. Want to be on the loop of what's hot in Netflix? Or if it's not a preference, what about original shows in Hulu? We've got you covered. Join us as we fill in the blanks and talk about movies to stream and what show you should be binging. This is the Golden State Media Concepts television podcast.
You're listening to GSMC's Music Podcast. This is Captain Keith. So the first track on this compilation is Susie by Silver Apples. It starts off with a sound that sounds like a motorcycle exhaust/engine is running. And then it goes into the spacey computer sound effects. Lead vocalist Simeon Cox sings through a vocal effect that makes his voice sound slightly robotic. He sings and raps in his delivery, actually. A Devo-esque like love child, so to speak. These sounds also sound like an alien just landed his or her spaceship in your neighborhood. This alien is looking for Susie. The drum programming has a kick drum clap rhythm to it. There's like a high wind blowing in the background that seems to raise in the pitch of its blow. That's the best way to describe it to me. The synth bass has a robotic feel to it, and the keys have a slight, faint, tinty feel to them. Susie has a great sci-fi outer space feel to its production that works on all levels because the arrangement alone is superbly unique. This song is about a guy going over to Susie's house because he really digs her. You know, he creatively describes her by using food. It's a double entendre. I mean, she's got all this great food to eat at her place, but you can also see how he's describing her as being all of his favorite food/person. All the things he really loves. She's just got the goods that no other woman has. He really digs Susie. The production sounds like an alien landing his spaceship on Earth and going over to his girlfriend's Susie's house because he misses her. I love the layers I hear in this song, and it's just the first track on this compilation. So here's the lyrics. Man, I like to go to Susie's house, you know, because that Susie, man, she got a roast beef tenderloin, pork chop, ribeye with French fries. She got a pot roast, meatloaf, chicken pot pie. She got chicken wings, hamburger, sausage, collard grease, or collard greens, I think he meant to say. That Susie, man, she got hot pastrami, cold salami, BLT slice, bologna with mustard. She corned beef, meatballs, red salad, chicken salad, chili with beans. She leg of lamb, turkey wing, chicken, never spicy with to me. Chicken chow mein, hot dog, fish stick, big ham, honey ham, lamb chop, goulash. She ready meal colors. Stick them in your pie. That Susie, man, she got sauerkraut, fish stick, Swedish meatballs. She got buzz shrimp, fish filet or filet, lutefisch and macaroni baked enough. She got papadom, poached fish, crab stick, apple pie, Frankfurter's hot dog. Hot dogs made with bean pops, shrimp, sweetbread, roasted, caught up chopsticks, chicken fritters. I mean, I'm getting a little hungry. But the song is really quirky and it's cool and it's futuristic. And I really do feel like a spaceship is landing when I hear it. The heavy sci-fi feel. The production is amazing. It's Silver Apples just sounds like a cross between like Gary Numan and Devo. And it's just a beautiful blend when you hear that track. It's just really cool. I'm going to have to get that record now. The next track I want to talk about on this compilation is it's called Go Ask Adorno by Kirk Lake. It starts off with a really cool drum intro followed by this funky disco bass line with a groovy guitar riff that is muffled and distant. The drums have a snare kick drum combo rhythm. The funky disco bass line and drums navigate the song. During the pre-chorus, the bass line gets even funkier and you can hear piano keys in the faint background. You can also hear haunting background vocals singing Go Ask Adorno as Kirk Lake sings Go Ask Adorno. I get the impression that both vocals are probably him high and low. Kirk Lake's vocals are, I call it sleepy cool. I'm making up words now because just from the sounds that I hear or just phrases. I don't know, but yeah. But I call it sleepy cool in this delivery. I mean, that's what it reminds me of, his voice, just sleepy cool. Even the way the background vocals are laid on this track are unique with their ghostly groove. The keys change into various sounds with atmospherics by the end of the song. You can't help but dance when you hear this song. The bass line stands out splendidly on this song. This is definitely one of my favorite songs on this compilation. A perfectly crafted disco pop alternative song. This song is about Kirk Lake asking a question at a party that he's at, and he can't get a straight answer from the various famous people that he's talking to. So he winds up going to a church and praying. He's trying to decipher this letter that he has. That's all I got on this one. It really is. I mean, that's the best I could do transcribing these lyrics. Some of the lyrics were hard for me to decipher on this one, so forgive any discrepancies in my transcribing. I just wanted to tell you that up front. So here's the lyrics to Go Ask Adorno. I ask Joe Blue, there's something with Blue, and his stack of bills. I couldn't stop staring at the pee on his shoes sensor. Cold rolled on bothers. Once again, another thing I'm not quite sure about in the lyric. And he just laughed. He says, the death of the author or reader, you choose. I found Adorno. He said, I don't know. Why don't you go see Foucault instead? So I said, Michel, man, do you understand? But he just wiped the sweat from the top of his bald head. I must have read the letter about 1,000 times. I tried deconstructing every syllable. Look for the symbols of time. Go ask Adorno. Go ask Adorno. Go ask Adorno. Go ask Adorno. I asked the time. He winked his eyes. He said to be in this much love is to be sick. I looked up Levi Strauss. He couldn't find his house. I got ghost. Refused by Benjamin. I kicked away his stick. I called Dorita and I said I cannot read her. I haven't got an idea of what she's trying to say. Trapped hold of the man, Jack Lacan. And I found a tiny church and I started to pray. I started to pray. I must have read the letter about 1,000 times. I tried deconstructing every syllable. Look for the symbols of time. I must have read the letter about 1,000 times. Go ask Adorno. I tried deconstructing every syllable. Look for the symbols of time. Go ask Adorno. It's a really groovy track. Yeah. When I heard it, I was like, ooh, okay. So the next track I want to talk about is The Sun, the Sea, and the Song by P.S. I Love You. It starts off with textured shoegazer rhythm guitar with steady and low bass and kick drum floor tom with rhythm combo for the drums. David Lee Muscles, a.k.a. David Lee Strider, comes in singing with the dreamy vocal effect. The song has a slow intensity that builds as David Strider yearningly declares his love for that special lady. He lets her know that when he looks into her eyes, he knows that she's the one. The rhythm guitar and drums anchor this song. When David Lee Muscles sings, it feels like a serenade and a love letter all at the same time. You relate to him as the pursuer or as the pursued. The song has a subtle intensity that keeps you engaged. The production has a less is more feel that just gets trippier at the end. By the time the song is over, you find yourself wanting to be the object of someone's affection in that same way. Be their everything, their sun, sea, and song. This psychedelic shoegazing serenade love letter moves you. So, and here's the lyrics. You were the salt, you were the earth, you were my pearl. You were the sun, you were the sand, you were my girl. You were the salt, you were the earth, you were my pearl. You were the sun, you were the sand, you were my girl. You had the mouth, you had the mind, you had the money. You were a bee and you stung me and gave me honey. It was you. 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 You were the moon, you were in bloom, you were the tune in my head. You were the ghost, you were the flame, you were the pain that I felt. You were the sun, you were the sand, you were the coral. You were the cloud, you were the fire in my faith. When I was down, it was you. It was you. It was you. It was you. When I look in your eyes, girl, then I found a surprise. Yeah. When I look in your eyes, girl, there I found a surprise. It was you. We have the sun, the sea, and the song. How did you and I ever go wrong? We had the sun, the sea, and the song. How did you and I ever go wrong? It was you. It was you. It was you. The sun and the echoes. When he says that, moon and that echoes. Sun, moon, sun, moon, sun. It just echoes. Rock Your Girl 20 is a great eclectic mix of indie, alternative rock and roll that is psychedelic, melancholy, somber, quirky, bright, groovy, trippy, and otherworldly. An intriguing and compelling alternative indie rock compilation worth having for years to come. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst and 10 being the best, I give this record an 8 out of 10. My favorite tracks are Silver Apples by Silver Apples singing Susie, Go Ask Adorno by Kirk Lake, The Sun, the Sea, and the Song by P.S. I Love You, Pop World by Azusa Plain, 7 Minutes by Cold Harbor Stores, Swallows and Swifts 2 by July Skies, Sun is Shining, Congo Hammer Remix, I love that, by Fuxa, God is an Reverse World Quiet by God is an Astronaut, A Million Tears by A Place to Bury Strangers. And even these names are just like, what? These are, this is, I mean, just fascinating. Flicker by Robin Guthrie. All Coming Back by Television Personalities. I Want You by Pyter Newton. And then Losers Like Us Take the Bus by Anthony Reynolds. And is it Rosin Boyce Jones? And I think that might be like a bonus track. And Might Be You by Bill Gardens. But yeah, it's a great compilation. It's a great introduction to Rocket Girl Records if you haven't heard of them. Yeah, you can rocketgirlco.uk. You can also find them on Twitter, of course, and Facebook and everything else. But yeah, great album. It's a lot of fun. And I still have to finish reading all the liner notes. I don't have time to do all that today. Well, good people of the planet Earth and the known universe, there's something I got to tell you. It's been a great year doing this podcast show, doing all of my podcast shows, and this is my last show. I've had a great time. It was good to be back. It was amazing. I've learned so much in regards to writing and just listening to music, discovering music. And just, it's just been a great experience all the way around. Everyone here at Golden State Media Concepts has been great. Much love to all of them here, to the staff, and much love to all of you who have been listening to me for the past year. You guys have been great. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to hear what I have to say. I think that's pretty cool. Thank you. And share my love of music and all the different forms that it comes in, and just the different genres. I mean, music, good music is universal. It's, you know, whether it's hip-hop, punk rock, alternative, blues, reggae, country, soul, you know, salsa, reggaeton, classical, jazz. It's just world music, world beat, Afro pop. There's just, you know, folk. There's just, you know, bluegrass. It's just, yeah, it's just great. It's just a great feeling to listen to good music that makes you, that moves you, inspires you, that makes you feel good about life itself and good about yourself. Just takes you away sometimes. Sometimes you need to be taken away. So, yeah, I just want to say thank you for listening. It's been a great experience, and much love to all of you. And keep on listening to Golden State Media Concepts, GSMC. Great talent here, great shows. And, well, you know, you never know. You may see me somewhere again, you know. I'm always floating around somewhere. But until then, you know, well, see you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.